Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Bishop Poole, Doctrine of Truth. Doctrine of Truth, and we'd like for you to have opportunity today to come in and share with us on your opinion and your views. This show is based on more like the grassroots, your experience, the things that have happened to you according to the subject that we introduce every day. Right now we have the subject today is faith standing still and waiting in faith. Faith standing still and waiting in faith. One of the major scriptures is very familiar to all, is that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. By it the elders obtain a good report. The Bible also says in Habakkuk 2:4 that, behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith, by his faith. Now, you know, we have to have faith because faith is trusting in God. In Psalm 56:3 division, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Jesus said also, and he was telling the man that in St. Luke 18:8, I'll tell you that I will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man come, he will really find faith on the earth. So faith is a primary concern with God, because faith is a substance. It deals with faith. It deals with trust. It deals with reality that God is. And the Bible says, now faith, now faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. That means without faith is impossible to please God. Hebrews talks about in 11th chapter. So once you know that God's alive and God is alive in your life, you know, this constantly is a constant practice. It's a constant way of being involved with the relationship with God. And so it's very important that you trust God and depend on his word. Depend on what he says, you know, but this comes through practice, constantly working at it. Because James has said in the 2nd chapter of the book of James, the letter of James, he said that I have faith and you have faith. But James said, I will show you my faith. Thus also faith by itself, it does not have works, is dead. But faith, we have faith, and when we apply our faith with God, when we apply ourselves with God, then we'll find that it works. All right, if you'd like to call in, you can call 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. And we see we have a caller online. And thank God we have a caller online. And we'll say, caller, go ahead. We have a brother Elliot will be visiting with us today. And we thank God for him. God bless you, brother Elliot. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. God bless you.
God bless you.
Today we wanted to talk about, as you said, faith. And wanted to also share some of my personal, I guess you'd say, trials, tribulations, and things that I've dealt with concerning faith.
Okay.
More specifically, I think at certain points in life, God always kind of will bring you through certain situations.
Okay.
And as you continue to go through those situations, sometimes you find that God brings you through, puts you in a really comfortable place.
Mm-hmm.
And once you kind of get in that comfortable place, you may start to not really, you know, kind of exercise your faith the way you should.
Okay.
And then you get these situations where your faith, you know, certain situations or certain things happen to remind you or to kind of rekindle that fire in you and to bring that faith back out. And in my specific situation, I had a really good opportunity that God presented to me. And just so happens that something weird happens, that unexpected, you never think about this happening, just pops up out the blue.
Okay.
And at that point, I had two options. I could have stood in faith and was patient and let God work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could have interjected and made a far bigger mess of things because the plan was already predestined and ordained.
Right.
So in my case, I tried to intervene. I just made a far bigger mess of things.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, something came to me and told me, hey, you know, I've had your back this long. You just need to be a little bit patient.
And then,
you know, I'm reading my Bible, and I use this little Bible app to kind of read the Bible. The verse of the day was Hebrews 11.
Okay.
And when you, well, the chapter of the day was Hebrews 11. And when you're reading that, it's just multiple descriptions of faith and how if you just stand and believe, take a breath, everything will work out. And when you're standing and taking that breath, sometimes it's really hard to do that because you're getting this anxiety. You sometimes start to even get panicked.
Okay.
And, man, I don't think I've had a panic attack in my life since that happened.
Okay.
And, gosh, I was panicking. And, you know, I think the panic was a little bit of a, you know, okay, this is going to be a big change. This is something I really want to, you know, is it something I need to do? Or do I sit down and just say, hey, you know, God gave you a great opportunity. You need to embrace this opportunity, take the change, and do something that's going to move you closer to Him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The trusting God, you know, faith, building faith, and working with God, He teaches us all the time, you know, because, see, God worked with all type of His creations. There are people involved, their attitude. I've thought about the children of Israel, and God gave them the go-ahead. Everything was worked out, but they started having attitude problems and selfish situations. So when God began to work out for anyone, you know, our patience is, we have to wait because other people is involved, you know, and that's one area I see I learned through the years. And when God worked through people, not like working with the machines, look at Jonah, for instance. God gave Jonah the message. He didn't want to take the message, but God had to work with him to get him to Nineveh, and he saved people's lives. So, you know, faith and waiting and trusting, knowing God, the more you wait on Him and work with Him, you know, that's one thing I see about waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead.
Now, that was just so true in that in my particular case, I had other people who I felt was probably a little bit more control of my destiny than I wanted to have control of.
Right.
So I then lost the focus that, okay, this isn't your destiny to control to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's my destiny that I set for you, and you need to learn how to walk in that path. And when I open up a door for you, be ready to run through it and not be timid about going through it. And as I kind of dealt with that, you know, I'm like, man, I got to depend on all these other people. This thing's going to be okay. And, you know, I forgot that, well, for the past 15 years, things have been great. Things have been okay. Mm-hmm. You think I would let you go through life this long and then all of a sudden have something just knock you down 15 years later?
Well, you know, God works his ways of, I guess, promoting us is through trials and tribulation. Romans says that patience, you know, experience and trials and experience worketh and buildeth, you know. So God be working and building our lives through our difficulties. God, you know, we think it's difficult. It might be inconveniences, things like that. So we have to identify, but he's always promoting us. He never takes us back. He's always taking us forward. Go ahead.
Right. And then, you know, as I'm sitting, once I kind of learn how to sit still and take a breath, and just so happens, I have a good wife who reminded me you need to take a breath and just breathe for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Once that happened, I became calm, but also I'm a little bit like, geez, God, what's taking so long? Why, you know, just what's taking so long? And then 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 just hit me upside the head.
Uh-huh.
And it says, you know, this is the NIV, and it says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Now, I know that kind of tweet tends more to the, you know, God is trying to give you a chance to get your life together before he comes back because he don't want to see that many people go, you know, to the wrong place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, it also reminds you that if God can actually be this patient with you,
mm-hmm.
why can't I sit for a couple of days and be patient with him? Because he's patient mm-hmm. with me for, he's patient with me and patient with others for lifetimes. Give me a lifetime to get your act together. Because he understands if you don't get it together, the consequences are just dire. And you're going to live your life in the place where he never intended you to be.
If we look at Romans, the 5th chapter, I want to interject this, that, you know, faith triumphs in trouble. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith unto this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the Lord of God, glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. You see, so God is building even at any time, and because he all knows, he's all seeing, he knows what he's working on, and he just wants us to trust him. And, you know, and because of many times that we have all information in our hands a lot of times, and in certain areas in life, that's what Habakkuk says, you just have to live by faith. We just have to live knowing, well, God going to work it out for me, because everything works together in Romans 8 for good for those that love the Lord. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Now, when I stood in that faith, I kind of got two lessons that I got from it.
Okay.
I would say that first lesson is, you know, I need to teach you how to be a little bit more patient than what you are now. And I thought I was patient. My wife tells me sometimes you can be more patient. So I learned I need to be a lot more patient than what I am now.
Okay.
The second thing was it kind of gave me, I don't know, some type of confidence to actually talk about this to public. I'm normally kind of a quiet guy, and I keep stuff inside, and I really don't talk about it out loud.
Right.
So this kind of gave me a little bit of a kind of boost to say, hey, this is something you need to share, because I'm sharing it with your audience today, and as a result, it's going to hopefully bless someone or give them more hope in their current circumstance. But,
right.
You know, with that waiting with faith, the main thing I want to tell them is that while you can wait in faith, you got to make sure your house is in order when you wait in faith, because if your house isn't in order, it's kind of like you expect God to put something in your lap, but you're not putting something back in your lap. So
right. If
you're not carrying on your life in the right way, if you're not being kind and courteous to others, if you find somebody that's hungry and you don't offer to buy them a sandwich, or if you're not paying your tithes, then how can you expect that, you know, things to happen for you, you know, in that regard, because God is doing various things in your life. He's already set up this plan, and as a result of me being a patient, calming my nerves, getting myself in order, and just listening, I now have an increase in a better quality of life, I think, going forward.
Right. Notice James has said that James, the first chapter, and the 12th verse says that blessed is the man who endure temptation. When he has been approved, he will receive a crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desires has conceived, it birth to sin, and sin, when it is fulfilled, fully grown, bringing forth death. Be not deceived, my brethren. Every good and perfect gift is from God, from above, and come down from the Father of light, which whom there is no variableness or shadows of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creation. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. We have, you know, sometimes people think when they go through things and trials and tribulation, oh, God, put this on me. Not necessarily so, but it's a way for us growing. Now, James went on to say that the 21st verse, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflowing of wickedness, receiving the meekness of the implanted word, which is able to save our souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. So you said it outright, Brother Elliot, that you glad you had your house in order and everything, you understood and you know. He was waiting, and you know God was going to bring you out, because God does not tempt us with evil to destroy us. Go right ahead.
Now, one thing that you mentioned in the scripture that's really important I think what was important for me to understand is that I went through certain things in life, God brought me out of those things, and that increased my faith. But
okay.
Also, I never really talked about it. So,
right.
You know, and by not talking about it, I was rejoicing God inside, but I wasn't doing it on the outside.
Right.
And when other people hear it on the outside, that can maybe affect their situation. Because if you look at our life, everything in life you find has happened in the Bible at some point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and God has brought you out of it. So that was really important for me. And then I found that over periods of time, I started to become a little bit lackadaisical in my thinking for bringing me through my situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll do something to remind you, hey, remember, just to really remind you that, you know, I understand you're living your life right, and I understand you're listening to me, but I'm going to take this opportunity to open up your eyes and ears a little bit more to understand the rest of the pieces of that puzzle you didn't get the first time I tried to sell it to you.
Okay. Okay, we notice also in 1 John 5 and 4, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that has overcometh the world, our faith. You know, we overcome by our faith, by our trusting in God. Now, I know it was something that you were doing, and notice what James said about faith again, the second chapter of James, and faith without works is dead. And notice here, James said in second chapter, 18th verse, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Can you recollect back, Brother Elliot, can you pinpoint what you was doing while you were standing or waiting in faith?
Now, in my particular case, let's say in my first kind of, you say that first trial and tribulation.
Okay.
I wasn't exactly probably the kindest person in that. And I had a certain situation that came up that showed me some kindness. And in my case, my grandmother's developed Alzheimer's.
Okay.
So in her developing Alzheimer's, I kind of became one of her primary caregivers along with my mom, and I would watch her during the day.
Okay.
And that teaches you a lot of patience, but it also brings forth a kindness and understanding. And I would always have people kind of come up to me and always say, hey, you know, I see you always with your grandmother. You don't see kids who are 19 and 20 taking that time out to be with their grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I see you pushing her or walking in a wheelchair, or, you know, I see you with her and you're going to be blessed for that. And at the time, I probably was a little too hot-headed or fast to understand it.
Right.
And it was my time of being pulled to God. And I think as a result of that just moment of taking care of someone who couldn't take care of themselves at that point,
mm-hmm.
but someone who could tell me all of the life lessons she has went through, all of the life lessons that my uncles and my mom have went through, the stuff they didn't tell me, of course, all the stuff they did.
Okay.
And once you kind of learn about it, it's just, you're recycling the past.
Okay.
And what he kind of instilled in me is that, all right, I need you to break this cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I've invested too much in you for you not to break the cycle.
Right.
So when you have your children, this is the way they're supposed to act, this is the way they're supposed to be, And why? Because I expect you to raise them that way. Mm-hmm. And to talk about the stuff you went through so they don't have to go through it. And then more importantly, you being a household with them, you raise them up. Because if you don't take that time to train them up, you know, their faith is just going to be shaken to the core from the beginning. And
right.
In my case, my dad wasn't around. When I was 7, you know, God bless him now. Hopefully, you know, he's forgiven. He's gotten his life right. But, you know, he actually tried to, you know, find his best way to remove me from this earth because he didn't want to pay child support.
No.
So in those particular cases, you know, I should have never had any faith to begin with.
Right.
But then, you know, there's the guy who brought you, who, you know, donated DNA to make you, but then there's the actual father who breathed life into you.
Okay.
And once you cling to the father who breathed life into you, that's when you can understand faith. That's when you can be faithful in him. And that's when you can take a breath, understand things are going to be okay. No matter what you're going through, be it a legal situation, be it a financial situation, a job situation. If you, God brings you through it. If you just have that, you know, you could just be scraping by. And I know I've been at the point where I was scraping by. And, you know, we had to make a decision. Are we going to pay tithes or not pay tithes? We paid tithes.
Mm-hmm.
And just that faithful, having the faith to pay it, when you know that, I don't know how I'm going to get through this month, you always got through. And it seemed like you always got through with a lot more than what you should have had.
Trusting in God. Trusting
exactly.
In God.
You just sit down and have that trust and that faith. And then all of a sudden, one day, somebody calls you up and says, you know, we owe you $500. What? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, you know.
Go ahead. Do you think that, what do you think about a person that you believe they can go to heaven if they don't have faith?
In order for you, you know, our scripture is pretty defined about what you need to do to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't, I can't see in my heart how you can not love Jesus and not have faith.
Okay.
I just don't see how you can accept, you know, because let's say one of the things I was talking about with a minister one day, he asked me a question. He said, all right, he said, there's when you got saved, and there's when you start actually living like you were saved.
Okay.
And a lot of us, you know, I understand people say, hey, I got saved. You went up, you know, got someone to pray for you. You gave your life to Jesus.
Right.
But then it's also that point in time, when did you start living like you were saved? And for me, that was years after.
Okay.
So I understand people may say, well, you know, I'm saved. I believe I'm going to heaven, you know, but I don't have faith. But there's also that moment of giving your life to Christ and living your life for Christ. And once you start living your life for Christ, that faith is always going to be there. There's going to be times you're going to go through stuff to shake your faith. I mean, none of us went through. And, you know, I haven't went through anything as traumatic as Job went through. But there's going to be times when your faith gets shaken. And that's just reminders to bring you back. And it's all about, did you get back to where you were supposed to be? Did you learn the lesson? And did you increase from learning that lesson?
Okay. That's a good question was asked because now faith is trusting in God, his promises. He promised us, you know, that he would give it eternal life, John 3:16. Who that believeth in him. You know, the gospel according to John And I got that revelation early part of my ministry was reading and I was studying. And I got that revelation that, you know, John does not speak of faith at all in that whole book of Gospel according to John. It just says belief. But it's designed, those miracles are designed to build your faith. Because if a person does not believe in God, he will not trust him. You know, if something we don't believe in, you can tell, you can ask people anything. Oh, do you believe in football? You think you will win? Oh, I don't believe my team's going to win. You know, so if a person has not trusted God down here on certain things, and we live in by faith, so I had also caught the other part of my ministry in life that God is building our faith to trust in him. So when the time comes, he promised us eternal life, we'd be assured and happy. Okay, I know I'm going to live forever because I can go back and count. You know, he took me through the Red Sea. He took me across Jordan. He took me, you know, things like this. God is building our faith, you know, like our young children. You know, they come, oh, Dad, I need to do this. I need to do this. They get to the point that they'll run to you. Older they get, they begin to trust or as begin to grow. In ages, they still going to have, oh, my parents, because you have proven that to them in life, early in life, on up to the, where they at that time. So let us mark little things that God do for us in the early part of our salvation and early part of our walk. And as time goes on, we begin to grow in faith, grow in faith. In faith, to build your faith, Gospel according to John, it's a great chapter. It's a great book, all of those chapters. And in the latter part of John, I'll read that and I'll go back to you, Brother Elliot. The last chapter in John and the last two verses, you begin to read the Gospel according to John, the 21 chapters in the Gospel according to John. And we have to think about it. John 21 and the 24th verse. It says, this is the disciple who testified of these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose even the world, that's a great statement, even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. And this applies to our life, the things that you going through. It might not have been, you know, feeding the 5,000 for you, or you was one of the ones that, you know, ate the bread and the fish, was sitting among the multitude, open up the blind eyes. But God has done something for you, and also for those that are listening. It might be so enormous to you, but and according to certain miracles and things that people expect to see, you know, it's great. Because Jesus had done so many things, but the books were written, certain things the Holy Spirit allowed to write, you know, to prove and to build our faith. So record those things that, you know, you're standing, record that, you're waiting, record it, and the Holy Spirit will bring back to your remembrance. Say, oh, you remember the time that God opened the Red Sea, but he didn't let you walk on in the muddy, muddy, you know, the bay. He didn't let you walk on the sand. He blew on the sand. And it was dry ground. Because if you'd have walked out there, you would have been stuck in a sinkhole and sunk down in the ground because that water was there for years. You know, he helped you through. So, you know, standing in faith, we have to live by faith. And it's a great subject. It's a great subject. And, you know, we all have to talk about that. Go right ahead.
Now, there's faith when you're standing still, and then there's also I guess the way I look at it is there's faith when you need to actually have enough faith to take time to give that lesson back.
Okay.
And, you know, it's very difficult. You know, I kind of think that it's easier to kind of go through the tribulation than it is to actually give the lesson back from the tribulation, because then you're putting yourself out there.
Okay, so you rather think you rather take the tribulations just because of what they're not planned. You haven't scheduled them, or you're able to absorb it as they come. Which one you think it is?
You know, you got to be able to absorb it when it comes, but then you also need to be able to bring it back and talk about it with others.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once God brings you out of that situation, or, you know, he does something to reassure or restore your faith, if it was shaken, if your resolve was getting low or something to that extent, you know,
yeah,
for some reason, God is just telling me to say this, you know, clean up your mess once you get to that point. So if you don't know how to clean up your mess, ask God. If not, find somebody to clean it up for you. I mean, you know, legally or whatever you're going through. But clean up your mess, because, you know, that's how you get yourself in order.
Okay, let me open up the lines. Might be somebody calling. Brother Elliott and would like to speak with us. But let me say this. You know, those that are listening would like to call in. And they'll do is press 1 on their phone. And our number is 1-347-215-8816. 347-215-8816. Call if you'd like to call in. Just press 1. We'd be glad to have you. We're sharing with Brother Elliott today, talking about standing in faith and waiting in faith. Go right ahead, Brother Elliott.
Now, one thing about faith that, you know, earlier you were talking about, you know, some people will just say, you know, oh, is my team going to win? I remember there, you know, back when we kind of went through this whole phenomenon called the Super Bowl, people gave Ray Lewis a lot of flack because he said we were going to win. This was preordained and destined. And it's a football game. You know, God isn't interested in a football game. But, you know, if you look at it like this, God has helped me to excel in my career, to overreach all obstacles, to do far better than people who have more education or more whatever. He instilled within me the knowledge, wisdom, understanding, being able to break apart these puzzles and piece them together, and to help me to excel in my career. So, you know, if you can have enough faith that God is going to help you in your career, you know, he can have enough faith that God is going to help him through, you know, his game, which is his career.
Right.
And, you know, it's just about faith. I know some people may think it's kind of trivial, but, you know, you got to have that faith in multiple areas and not just in that one area. And that faith needs to be practiced other than Sunday for an hour and a half or however long you're at church. You know, you got to practice that faith. But,
you know, you hit a key there when you say practice. Can you expound on that a little bit about practice? You know, I was listening to, if you ever heard some of the athletes, they practice, if they were baseball players, they hit 1,000 balls. Golfers, they hit 1,000 balls. Shoot baskets, 1,000. That's a great number. But they're training their body and their mind, and they have teachers watching them. Can you expand a little bit on practice for us, what, you know, you thought you was doing?
You know, I think with me, practice was a little bit of multiple things. You know, I was reading, you know, I was reading my Bible, but, you know, I would pick it, you know, you know, as I would go through stuff, I'm reading it every day.
Okay.
And then once you start to, you know, get comfortable, you're picking it up maybe once, twice a week. Then I found that, oh, man, I'm only picking it up on Sunday, so let me start picking it up again.
Right.
And, you know, I wasn't training my mind with that word.
Okay.
And, you know, while I'm not the, you know, I wasn't the one who was shooting 1,000 baskets, I still need to be training my mind with the word. And then I also need to make sure I'm only letting things in my lifestyle come into play that's going to, I guess you could say, you know, you don't want to have too much negativity surrounding your life. Because that's going to affect your spirit and your ability to hear God when he's trying to tell you something. So if you do need to be faithful, take a breath, wait for it to be resolved, you know, you really can't do that if you got a bunch of negativity around you. Because, you know, it clouds your ability to hear. And, you know, in my case, I found, man, I can't hear God right now. This is scary. I mean, that's one of the scariest things, not being able to hear God. At least for me, because it may not be for others, but for me, that's scary.
You know, Paul is speaking of that we should always stir up our minds by songs and spiritual songs. And you write about keeping out negativity because hearing is one of the great operations and very essential in building our faith. What your ears hear constantly embodying, you know, your mind and your spirit, it builds positive or negative, you know, output from you in your spirit. So the Bible says faith come by hearing, you know, so it's good to read out loud, put on tapes, Bible tapes and songs, and that would keep, you know, out the bombardment. I'd like to share this with you, and because back to you, when I early part of my walk with Christ, and I wasn't aware about my mind being bombarded by the enemy, because that's the area, that's a hidden battlefield that the enemy thinks he's getting away with, a spiritual warfare in your mind. And one day I turned on the radio on my way home, and this man was explaining about we as Christians should be aware of what we're thinking about, and flipping the force that we should think on these things. You know, whatever's just, whatever's right, you know, whatever's honest, whatever's of good report. So I had this one of these favorite songs, rock and roll songs going in my mind, and he said, you know, you can't let things go in your mind and sit around. Just like if your mother left you with the house and you open the door, here come a hog, come running in with your mud all over him, he getting crawl on the floor and flip and turn. You wouldn't say, oh, please get out, get out, get out. No, you get a chair and brooms and try to get him out of that house, and you got to clean up. It's the same thing with God. The world would throw all type of spiritual dots your way that you can hear the wrong thing, especially when they know that you're building up faith. Faith. Now, faith is a great shield. That's one of the armors of God, faith. You know, like those dots, faith is assurance. And if you don't have faith, you can have all the armor. You know, the helmet, the sword of the spirit, the garments, and the breastplate of righteousness. And just like walking out in the rain with no umbrella. The enemy would throw things, dots, worry, be frustrated, get upset. But you can put up your shield. Nope, I don't need to. I'm sorry, I don't need to. Faith by hearing. Go right ahead, Brother Elliot. Go right ahead.
And, you know, in this day and age, you know, I kind of found one of the things that can always shake your faith is just the evening news.
Oh.
When you turn on the evening news, the first thing you get is the most negative and virile parts of society.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, it kind of gets to the point I try not to even watch it, you know. So, you know, as you said, we're preparing our mind. You know,
right.
You know, I do watch the news every now and then, but I try to just tune out the first 5 minutes, because I really don't want to hear about the worst parts of society. You know,
right.
You want to kind of hear about the good parts, because those are the pieces that give you that resolve, that ability to take a breath to stand.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, we have any callers? We'd like to call in 1-347-215-8816. Have any callers? They call in 1-347-215-8816. We're talking with Brother Elliot today, and I'm being our special guest, and we're discussing some things that we hope will be a very help to those that are listening. You know, faith standing still, and waiting in faith. You know, we're all waiting. Christ Jesus said he's coming. He's coming back again. And we're living by his promises. He promised us, and the things that we have been going through, we know he keeps his word. He said he's going to bless us. He kept his word. He said he's going to give us peace of mind. He's keeping his word. He said he's going to take care. He's a good shepherd. We can come to him any time of the day, the night. He keeps his word. Jesus is our good shepherd. He's the good shepherd. And he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and I'm coming back and receive you unto myself. So we got to keep the faith that he's going to come back, and he's going to take us away and give us a better place to go and a better place to be. All right, in closing, Brother Elliot, you have anything else you want to share with us before we close out?
The only thing I just want to share is just, if you are going through something, if you feel that something, that you went through something and you don't feel right about it, you just need to take a break, be still, get your mind in a place where you can think and communicate with God, and take the time to hear him. And hearing from God may not always be the, you know, big, loud, thunderous boom, a parting of the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
It can be the simplest of things. But you may not realize you heard from God until like a week later. But the main thing is just to make sure and understand you put yourself in a position that you can wait for God to take care of your situation, and then you can listen to what he says and understand the resolution and where you're supposed to go forward.
All right. We appreciate you today and your family for calling and sharing with us. And we're hoping and praying that by next time we have you again as our special guest. And God bless you, Brother Elliot. And we know God going to bless you for sharing. And because when we share, we grow. When we share with others, we give our testimony, we grow. All right, and those of you that's calling or been listening by phone, we have been having our special guest today, Brother Elliot, and he was talking about faith standing still and waiting in faith. You know, there are some things that he hit on and we talked about, and it was, maybe you heard this before. Life is 10% of what you do, 10% what happened to you, and 90% of how you react to it. 10%, you know, life is 10% what happened to you. You know, if we got a problem, then we got to take 90% to react. But since we have God in our lives, Jesus said, I'll be with you all the way, even to the end. We have God in our life, and we work with He's working with us. He's helping us. We're trusting in him. We read his word. Think about the scriptures. You read his word, and it feeds your mind, your body, soul, and spirit. You know, and that when it begins to feed the inner man, it builds you up. Another scripture, the gospel, the letter, the epistle, or some of the epistle of James, the brother of James, Jude, the brother of James, he wrote building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Prayer always builds your faith. Prayer. Jesus got to the point, he said that, you know, they watched him pray and they heard him pray, and he would sometimes he'd go out and pray all night long because he knew what he was facing, the problems that he was facing. And the disciples say, Lord, help us to pray. You know, show us how to pray. And the model prayers is so very needed because it talks about all the areas in life that Jesus wants us to talk about with God. But, you know, in Jude, we talk about, we said Jude, the 20th verse, there's not but one chapter in Jude. He said, but you, beloved, build up yourself on your most holy faith. Building up, building up. How you build up your faith, to, you know, like weightlifting, how do you, the more you pray, the more you pray. Paul got to the point, it's Paul that said, man should always pray. Pray without ceasing. You know, if you don't know nothing else, then pray. You know, pray about this, pray about that. God has given us a model prayer to pray, and constantly that builds up a relationship between you and God. You know, like now we're working through technology, reaching one another, and the gospel and the church. We as men and women of God, we're just instruments reaching out to the lost, reaching out to those that are growing in Christ. And Jesus gave us the model prayer, Matthew's the sixth chapter, and begin at the ninth verse. He said that in this matter, therefore, pray ye, Matthew 6:9, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. For yours is your kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This is the reading for the New King James Bible. In the New Testament, Geneva Study Bible. And we know we have King James Bible. We have the American Standard Bible. And that was the model prayer. Because every day we don't want God to lead us in lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Give us this day our daily bread. You know, daily, you spiritual bread. You know, so prayer builds up faith. Prayer builds up faith. We was talking with Brother Elliot, talking about standing, faith standing still, and waiting in faith. Faith standing still and waiting in faith. So, Brother Elliot, we'd like to say anything in our closing. You're welcome. We've got about a couple more minutes left here. Go right ahead. Brother Elliot, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'll just say, in closing, just, you know, no matter what you're going through, just, as I said before, take time to breathe, be still, be faithful, and then use your talent for God and to give back to others. Don't worry about amassing riches and things of this nature, because those things are tangible. You want to worry about the things that are important to you, meaning taking care of your family, taking care of your fellow man. And by you showing that type of kindness, you will see manifestations and you grow that you can never expect. You will see things in your life happen that you will never expect. And you will understand that God gave you everything that you needed to live. He's not going to give you everything you want. He gives you everything you need to live and be
right.
happy with what he's given you.
Okay. All right. Brother Elliott, we appreciate you calling today. And our listeners, if you go to the archives of this program, you can get transcripts, and you can hear it again. The great brother in the Lord, we thank him so much for calling and sharing. And this is what Blog Talk is about. We're about the grassroots. You know, faith come by hearing. And it's good to give your testimony from time to time that others can hear. Others can hear what you've been through or going through, and knowing that, you know, God is still able. In times like this, God is still able. And the church is ahead of all the technology, and the church has always been, because God lives. And he's preparing a better place for us. But put on the shield of faith. Paul says, put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation. You know, you look at these Roman soldiers, they have a helmet, but it's made of metal. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate on, the breastplate of righteousness, your heart, speak from your heart, do the best you know how, your feet sharp with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Preparation helps reading and studying and praying, sharing with others, prepare yourself. Then the belt, your belt, girdle about the loins of truth. Girdle up your loins of truth, belt. Then you have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. You need the sword, but you know, if you don't have a breastplate, if you don't have, we have a caller, but we're closing now. We're in our closing. Doctrine of Truth. But if you don't have a breastplate, just like you don't have a top on your car, you don't have a hat on your head, you don't have an umbrella, because there are a lot of things in life that will come just to disturb you. And that's what the enemy does. He fights in our mind. That's one of the hidden battlefields, you know, the fierce dots. But you can throw up the shield. Put up the shield of faith. Oh, God not going to prepare for you. Yes, he will. I know his promise. Oh, you know, this going to happen. No. You know, that's the shield, because you trust in God. You trust in God. God bless you. God bless you today. This is Blog Talk Radio with your host, Bishop Poole. We were sharing with Brother Elliott today. And you can, if you wanted to email us, you can email us at seniorbishop@. Hold on, we have a caller.
Hi. Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Hello, Bishop Poole and Brother Elliott. My name is Elizabeth Poole, and I just wanted to call in at the end of the show. I know you all are almost done, but I wanted to encourage you all and let you all know that I really enjoyed listening to the segment today. I usually try and call in while I'm at work, and I really enjoyed hearing Brother Elliott speak today. I thought it was really encouraging, and I wanted to tell both of you all to keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, caller, Sister Elizabeth. If you'd like to email us at seniorbishop@jciministries.org, seniorbishop@jciministries.org. If you'd like to write, JCIM Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, 33320, USA. P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, 33320, USA. God bless you. We're on YouTube, youtube.com/user, Jesus Christ International Ministries. YouTube.com/user, JCI Ministries. God bless you today. We're on Facebook, www.facebook.com/JesusChrist/International Ministries.INC. God bless you, and have a Jesus-filled day. Block Talk Radio and your host saying goodbye.